Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Monday, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
Now my watch is broken, too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
I stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Monday, 8, 7 central on CBS.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information.
It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Hey, it's Saturday. You know what time it is. It's a little after 3 o'clock, so this is Ask Dr. Ernst. The show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and it's where you can be set free from your health problems. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and not only are we here today to coach you and guide you to living life to a full, vibrant, healthy life, but we want to talk about an interesting concept for today's show topic, which is what the MTHF are. Now, before you go crazy on me and think it's an abbreviation for what you are mentally thinking about, no, it stands for methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. It's a mouthful, isn't it? So that's why they just say MTHFR. Now, you need to know about this if you want to be healthy. So it's an Ask Dr. Ernst hour where we're going to talk about health questions. So I've had a lot of people say to me in the last couple weeks after listening to our previous series, which is a four-part on self-healing, that I made some comments on my last webinar that you can turn genes on and off. Like if you have a heart disease gene, well, just turn it off and then you don't get heart disease. And I had all these people saying, what? I thought once you had a bad gene, you were doomed for life. So evidently you guys have not heard about MTHFR enzyme and what it does for you. So we're going to talk all about methylation and the likelihood of you possibly having a mutation in this enzyme is quite high. You'd be amazed. And if you have this methylation enzyme mutated or changed, then you have a really hard time methylating, which means two big things happen. You can't detox properly. You can't bind biotoxins, which is a big deal because, you know, all of us get exposed to bacteria, viruses, parasites, fungus, mold, yeast. And you need methylation to get rid of those. And most importantly, you can't turn your bad genes off. And you can't turn your good genes on if you're a poor methylator. So we have to talk about methylation. The gene called MTHFR reductase, technically. It's an enzyme. And it's a gene that produces the enzyme because, you know, that's how things work. So enzymes are proteins. They're coded from your DNA. So you have DNA that makes certain proteins, and then this protein then helps your body to methylate, and that helps to protect you. So those of you who are watching our live stream, okay, if you're on the air right now, if it's 1110 a.m., 993 FM, if you're listening to some streaming service, WBT.com, radio.com, do me a favor, and I love that you're streaming the audio. Why don't you stream the video as well? Okay, you can do that at youtube.com/AskDrErnst. You can do it at twitter.com/AskDrErnst. You can do it at facebook.com/AskDrErnst. We have multiple streams going at once. Why should you watch the video? Because of this. You can't see this if you're just listening to audio, but this is a map showing how important methylation is to protect your DNA from not only just damage, but from transcription. So here's what I want you to see. Really poor methylators have their DNA open, and let's say that red line is the gene for breast cancer and you're a female. Okay, so there's the breast cancer gene. Open and exposed on. Well, if you methylate your DNA really well, it'll grab these little things called histone tails, and it pulls the histones real tight together. A histone is a small segment of DNA that is wrapped around another protein. And you want all your DNA to be wrapped around the proteins because why? Now, I don't know if you can see this. It's on the inside, not the outside. Off, on, off. And then another analogy I like to give is, see how your DNA coils and coils and coils? Well, then it starts to look like, if you remember these from the 70s and the 80s, who remembers? Okay, let's see how many people are actually paying attention online. Use the comment section in wherever you're watching, Facebook, Twitter, you know, Instagram, YouTube, and tell me if you remember. Say, amen, hallelujah, I remember those days when you'd have a phone connected with a cord to the wall, and you would take it off, and you'd walk around your house, and you'd go in circles, and all of a sudden it would go blah, 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 and the cord would all coil up. You guys remember that? Hypercoiling? That's what you want your DNA to do. You want your DNA super tight. Why? Because the bad genes are closed and not exposed. They're not able to be seen. It's kind of like putting them in a safe. Okay, I don't want people to see my mess, so I throw it in a safe, lock it, and no one can see it or get access to it except for me. So what you're going to learn today is the art of turning off your bad genes. So if you're listening to me and you've been told your condition is genetic, well, the reason you have diabetes is because your aunt's uncle's dog had it too. No, you're just not turning on your methylation process. Well, Dr. Ernst, my mom and her mom and her mom and her mom, all the way back to Noah, they had thyroid problems. And so do I. So I can't do anything about it. Wrong. The study of epigenetics says you can turn your bad genes off by finding out how good are you at methylation. I know it's a big word. Please don't tune out. I know you're going like, oh, I don't understand this. How am I supposed to do this? I'm going to teach you all of it. How to identify it. What are some things you can do to enhance your methylation process by itself? We're going to talk about the genetic testing that you probably should do to find out if you have it. And we're going to discuss ways to turn on your methylation and why is it so important that you know all about the MTHFR. So this show is called What the MTHFR for the sheer sake of trying to raise your awareness to it, right? If you didn't know that you have an enzyme in you called MTHFR, well, now you do. But now you don't know anything about it yet, so you got to stick around for the hour so we can raise your consciousness, raise your awareness so that you are consciously competent, so you are the master of your own domain, so you know exactly what you need to do. And that's what we're going to do today. So how to turn genes on if you want them on and off if you don't. How to master your methylation, how to lose a tremendous amount of weight because methylation is involved in detox. And don't forget that in about a week, I believe the date is September 26th. Yes, it is. We're doing a reboot, a round two of the webinar that I hosted last week. It was so huge and so phenomenal. We had such life transformations taking place. I'm just going to do it again. So it's this upcoming Saturday, but you can only register two ways. Call our call line, 704-906-2094. It's absolutely free for you to join me next Saturday at 10 a.m. We're going to solve your health issues specific to you. Or text 704-906-2094. The number again, 704-906-2094. It's What the MTHFR with the Ask Dr. Earn Show. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Earn Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst. And yes, it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. We have a very interesting topic. We're asking the question, what the MTHFR? It's an abbreviation for an enzyme you have in your body called methyl, where did I put it? I've already lost it. There it is. Methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. Aren't you glad that they don't ask us to say that every single time and we can just say MTHFR? So it is a problem associated with a condition that a lot of you have where you can't methylate properly. Although a lot of researchers aren't entirely sure why people end up with this, it is believed to be due to a defect in a gene in its first place. So we talked at the top of the hour about proper methylation can keep your genes really tight so you don't express the sickness and the illness. Well, people who can't methylate can't do that, so their genes are exposed and they start to express a lot of illness and disease. So it's a catch-22. The very condition you need to keep them tight is the reason that you have this condition, so it's like you get stuck. Some of the health issues that have been related to MTHFR mutations include the following. If you know someone who has autism or Down syndrome, it's a genetic issue. So if you have problems with genetics, you probably have a problem with your MTHFR ability. Depression and anxiety, schizophrenia, bipolar. Guys, the research is quite clear that when your brain isn't methylating properly, it just doesn't work. So we see ADD, ADHD, depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, bipolar, etc. Here's the big one for a lot of you. Thyroid conditions. It's about an 80 to 90% correlation that if your thyroid is not working to its fullest capacity, you probably have a degree of an MTHFR mutation. Migraines, heart problems, hormonal problems, fibromyalgia, diabetes, chronic fatigue syndrome, Parkinson's, stroke, digestive problems, difficulties with pregnancy, preeclampsia, postpartum depression, irritable bowel syndrome. Like, the list is insanely long, right? So MTHFR is a huge deal. And if you didn't know about it, then now's the time to wake up. What is this gene and the mutations associated with it? According to the Genetics Home Reference Library, which you can go to Google if you want to search on that, MTHFR is the short name again for methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. The two types of mutations that have been studied the most in research are called the C677T, so that's maybe one subgroup that you might have, or it's the MTHFR-A1298C. So you're either a C677T or you are an A1298C. How do you find out? Well, you have to get a genetic test done. Mutations occur at multiple levels, and the thing is that you can have either one or two mutations. You're either heterozygous or homozygous. And the difference is if you have one mutation, then you're only slightly bad at it and you have the potential to carry it to your children, right? Half-half. You got a good one, you got a bad one. So one child is a 50-50 chance if they get the bad gene. And the other one is when you have both of the alleles mutated. And that's not only that A, you have a problem with it, but B, there's pretty much a guarantee that your children will more than likely have a problem with methylation. What happens is when the gene gets mutated, you have a really hard time metabolizing and converting very important nutrients from your diet. So, for example, you can't turn things into their active component, which means vitamins must be activated. So are minerals and proteins. So you might be taking vitamin D at the right dosage and you get your blood tested and you go, it didn't budge an inch. What's wrong? You should be thinking you have a methylation issue because you have to activate it. Same thing with thyroid. That's why thyroid is such a big problem for a lot of poor methylators. They can't convert the inactive thyroid, T4, into active thyroid, T3. So their doctor is constantly yelling at them to take more medications. But again, the same thing happens. They can't even convert the medication. So how many of you have had a thyroid issue or you know someone who has and you're like, I started the meds and I still feel like crap? What the MTHFR is what you should be saying. It means your methylation is off. Okay, so genetic mutations can change neurotransmitters. That's why so many people have ADD, ADHD, you know, bipolar, schizophrenia, depression, anxiety, etc. And it also affects how you digest your food, how you have normal cholesterol levels, and how you have normal blood sugar and triglycerides. So if you have high cholesterol, you should say, what the MTHFR? If you have high blood sugars, you should be saying, what the MTHFR? If you have a hormone imbalance, ladies, if you're night sweating like crazy and you're only 32 years old, what the MTHFR? So now that we know a little bit about it, A, the only way for you to discover if you have it is look at your symptoms, correlate. It's a high likelihood. B, go off and get a genetic test. 23andMe can do them. So can LabCorp and some of your other physicians. Even your holistic doctors can run an MTHFR mutation test. So now that we think you have it, because guess what? You probably do. Look, my wife has a mutation. My kids have a mutation. I have a heterozygous. I've got one mutation, but the other is fine. So it's like a backup. Okay, I don't have a big deal with it, but I just need a little support. My wife is a double-blown full allele mutation, so she's constantly having problems with her health. Why? We have to support her methylation. Before we knew this, it was always take this and take that and do this and do that. We discovered the mutation. We've started to do these things I'm going to teach you right now, and her life has turned around drastically, which means you can too. Off meds, off thyroid, off Lyme, off mold, you can heal. So how do we do this? Okay, step number one, stop taking the stuff that you're trying to manage your symptoms with, which is typically your medications, okay? You got to get to the root cause. If you have the mutation, you cannot methylate well. So we have to enhance the ability for you to methylate. How do we do that? Number one, eat methyl products. Dr. Ernst, I had no idea. What are these things? Okay, well, folate, notice the phrase of the term. Where did I put the name of it? I keep losing this. Methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase. Folate is in the enzyme. So we can help your body to somewhat make the enzyme and use it a little more naturally if we do some folate. B6 and B12 are vitally important. Now listen, if you're somebody who says to me, well, Dr. Ernst, I don't think I have this mutation. You know, I just get tired a lot. And every time I go out and get a Monster energy drink or like a Rockstar drink or what's the other one? The famous Red Bull, the famous one, right? And you're like, I drink one of those, boom, I feel like $1 million. You have an MTHFR problem. How do I know? Because that is all just B vitamins and folate. That's what the drink is. That's why they work, because they make your methylation slightly enhanced for about maybe an hour at the most, okay? So folate is very different than taking folic acid, okay? You might be saying, I'm good. My multi has folic acid. That is not folate. A lot of research even suggests that people with this mutation have a hard time converting their cheap synthetic vitamins into active, which makes them worse. Remember, I said, if you're not a good methylator, you can't take vitamins and swallow them and have them work. So they have to come from the raw active source. How do we do that? First, make sure your vitamins are already pre-methylated. It will say on the bottle, methylated vitamins. Now, generally, you need a physician to help you order these, holistic doctor, functional practitioner, chiropractor, etc. You can also eat them if you focus on the following. Beans and lentils, really dark green leafy vegetables. Spinach is by far the most high in folate, B6 and 12, in a natural methylated format. Asparagus, romaine lettuce, broccoli, avocados, and a lot of the really bright colored, unfortunately high carbohydrate fruits like mangoes and papaya and kiwi and things to this effect. If you have a problem with methylation, you also have a challenge with getting a lot of the really good healthy B vitamins into your body. So the above list was for folate. Where do we get B vitamins? Okay. The likelihood that you're eating organs is pretty low, but they are good. They're loaded with vitamins, and the most easily accessible is grass-fed beef liver. You can do kidney if you want, but most of you would probably go squeamish if I said tonight we're having sauteed kidney. But you can do it. Nuts, Brazil, pecan, walnut, cashew, pistachio, etc. Nutritional yeast. I'm going to be honest with you. This is probably by far the greatest source of natural raw B vitamins, especially for those of you who are vegetarian or vegan. It has sort of a cheese-like flavor, and you can put it into things and on things. And listen, raw fermented foods, sauerkraut, kimchi, even kefirs, kavita and kombucha. I guess if you took a kavita and kombucha and you mix them, it'd be called a kavucha. We just came up with a new word today. Hey, maybe I should do that. There you go, buy the domain, right? Okay, so then you've got the B vitamins, you got your folate. So we want natural methylated vitamins coming into you, or we want you to start taking B vitamins that are already methylated. We use a product called MORS, M-O-R-S. It stands for methylated. And then I don't know what the rest of it means, but it has something to do with methylated B vitamins. Okay. Second, all methylators who are inefficient have this MTHFR mutation generally test positive for a leaky gut. Again, because you can't keep things bound and tight together. You can't even tighten your DNA. How are you going to tighten the cells within your intestines? Digestive complaints are extremely common in the subset of people with this mutation that are the A1298C group. Remember I said before there's a previous category? You could be the C677T group. They tend to not have a lot of digestive issues. But, man, you grab a poor methylator who's genetically mutated at the A1298C branch, and they go, yeah, I have all kinds of problems with my bowels. In fact, I've even been diagnosed as having Crohn's or celiacs or irritable bowel, but actually you're misdiagnosed. See, the thing is you more than likely have an MTHFR mutation. So if we want to fix the gut, okay, I don't have enough time. Just go back to my previous show on Your Gut Wants to Heal You. I did a whole hour on how to clean out your gut. Okay, we need to help you reduce your anxiety. I'm going to be transparent, okay? I can tell if someone can't methylate because they are on edge all the time. You know, and I'm talking like not just anxious, I'm talking like high anxiety. You guys know what I'm talking about? Like they're the people who like the littlest thing, a Kleenex could fall on their toe and they're, oh, my foot. Oh. Okay, hypersensitive, hyperactive, very depressed or anxious people that are, they just can't seem to calm down. Those are typically people with MTHFR mutations. So what can help is if we reduce the inflammation so that brings their sensitivity levels down. So we can do a couple things. One, we can bump your omega-3 fatty acids through the roof. Omega-3 fats not only help the brain to work, but your inflammation comes down. Two, we can start using meditation, journaling, outside time. We can eliminate the drugs that they take by getting to the root cause and fixing their digestive issues. And then we can do the other six things that I have to talk to you about, but the commercial that's on its way is going to prevent me from doing it at this moment. So do not go anywhere. If you're highly anxious, stressed out, your gut's leaking, if you have a thyroid problem, a diabetes problem, issue with your blood pressure, your cholesterol, what the MTHFR? That's what's probably causing your condition. And we can help you solve it today with our seven steps. And then you need to join me next Saturday. Okay, do you have to? No, but you should. It's free. 704-906-2094. My webinar is three steps to master bringing into your life health and healing. How to become your own doctor and heal yourself. 704-906-2094. Call it, text it with your name and your email. And guys, we'll be right back to continue the conversation of what the MTHFR. See, Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go anywhere.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday to you. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. We are live on the air, I believe, with 1110 AM WBT 99.3 FM. Also streaming through WBT.com, radio.com, facebook.com, youtube.com, twitter.com, instagram.com, all the .coms, almost. And it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. We're having a really lively conversation today, and the title of my show is called What the MTHFR? And it stands for a type of enzyme in your body that might be the cause of your health issues if it's mutated. Now, two things real quick I have to call out. My call center said that so many people called in during the last commercial break that you guys overburden their system, okay? They can only handle, like, I think 10 calls coming in at the same time. So if you got a busy signal or you got an error saying unavailable, just try again right now, okay? 704-906-2094. If you're just tuning on, you're going, why are we calling a number? I'm hosting a free webinar next Saturday. So we have like about 7 days from today. It's free. It's at 10 a.m. The topic is three steps to activate in your life to manifest natural self and healing. That's a big phrase to say. I'd like to show you how to heal yourself. So you do it. You heal. You take the credit, not me. And it's free. So it's at 10 a.m. If you don't like to call, you can text your name and your email. It's that simple. And go ahead and do that right now, 704-906-2094. Hey, Joan from Shelby sent a private message through Facebook. You can do that if you want, but, you know, you can always comment, you know, down there below the video. But Joan had a really good question. She said, Dr. Ernst, I've actually tested positive for the MTHFR. I just don't understand my mutation results. So let me give you the three options in case you've had this test done, okay? Number one, you can be homozygous. That means the same gene was passed from either one of your parents, and it can occur on either of the mutations. So we have the 677 mutation, we have the 1298. So the same genes passed on, meaning that you have a mutation in either the 677 or the 1298 version. Heterozygous means only one mutation was passed, and it's either the 677 or the 1298. Whereas on the other one, it's both, right? So you got them from both. So mom and dad both gave you their bad genes if you're homozygous. Then you have what's called compound heterozygous, which is rare but still can exist. It's where one parent gave you the 677 and the other parent gave you the 1298. So you are screwed. Just kidding. You've got a more complicated mutation. So we can either have one, both, or each. Okay, so homozygous, heterozygous, compound. By the way, anybody who's been tested and has this positive, you must pay attention to the seven steps I'm teaching you today, because if you're not doing them, that's why you haven't healed by yourself. So we talked at the top of the hour about natural folate, not from vitamins like folic acid, because you can't convert them as they are. You need to make sure you're taking methylated or fermented vitamins, usually, again, from a natural practitioner or something. You're not going to find those at Whole Foods or Vitamin Shop. You're certainly not going to find them at GNC or Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Rite Aid, wherever. Like, where do most people buy their supplements? Costco, Sam's Club? Good luck. That's basically like taking the asphalt and grinding it up into a powder and putting it in a capsule if you go to those places. Okay, so we want natural, methylated, fermented vitamins. We want to eat the foods that are high in fermentation. So fermented food products like kimchi, sauerkrauts, cavitas, kombuchas. And we want to use nutritional yeast and things like nuts and seeds and organ meats to get them. We talked about how step number two is you've got to clear out that gut leak. Okay, if you are an MTHFR positive person, you have a gut leak. If you're listening to my show today going, man, I have no idea if I have this or not, you probably do to some degree if you are taking a medication for any condition or you have a health issue that you're trying to bounce back from. And if you've done everything right and you haven't gotten any better, what the MTHFR? Do you see how it works? Okay, so we got to get the gut cleaned out. How do we do this? We go back 2 weeks ago to my show, Your Gut Wants to Heal You. Download it, listen to it, take the notes, or join me on the webinar next Saturday. 704-906-2094 for that one. We got to deal with the anxiety and the depression that a lot of the MTHFR people have. So we can start to really rapidly boost their omega-3s. Omega-3s have been shown to decrease the inflammation within your brain and help with cognitive health. One really good oil for your brain is called brain oil. Some people call it MCT oil. A tablespoon or two of that a day, it can really turn your brain on. We want to use natural anti-anxiety techniques, meditation, prayer, journaling, hug a tree, walk on the grass barefoot, ground yourself to sort of discharge your energy. Get into an exercise routine that's not cardio-based, but more like short-term burst and intermittent, and stop taking medications. And guys, those of you who are highly anxious, I should say ladies too, stop drinking alcohol to cover up your anxiety. Oh, I'm so stressed out, I need a glass of wine. No, you need to fix your methylation. And then you won't rely on the wine to calm down. You know, I'm going to throw this out there, okay? I've been coaching people for a long time. I'm going on 14 years. It's quite common for me to hear, typically from women more than men, like, you know, like I need that glass of wine once the kids go down. It's the only way I can relax to go to sleep. What the MTHFR? Get it? Yeah, okay. Sorry. Protect your heart health. All right. Studies show that if you have an MTHFR mutation, your homocysteine levels are going to rise over time. And that's bad. It's an inflammatory marker. It can cause stress to your cardiovascular tissues. It can lead to high cholesterol. It leads to plaque and it leads to a heart condition. So if you have high cholesterol, what the MTHFR? If you have plaquing in your arteries or you've had a previous stent and your doctors put you on aspirin and you're going, I got to worry about my heart, what the MTHFR? Okay, so we got to deal with that. How do we lower our homocysteine easily? Okay, number one, go to really high quality proteins that come from plants more than animals. So not vegan or vegetarian, just high quality plant proteins, and start focusing on increasing your soluble and insoluble fiber, and you'll see your levels come down. Number two, get tested for what I call heavy metal toxicity. There's a high correlation between cadmium, lead, mercury, thallium, and arsenic, and heart issues. So maybe you need to do a heavy metal chelation, perhaps, and make sure that, like those anxious people, you deal with your stress on a regular basis. And if you've got heart issues, CoQ10, carotenoids, vitamin C, D, and E are really good for the heart. All right, I have three more, and we're going to go over those and then do a well-rounded review as we come back from this next commercial break. And the call lines are apparently quiet. So why is it that you guys only pick up the phone when I say to call? Who knows? But do it. 704-906-2094. The call is going to give you the ability to join me next Saturday, the 26th at 10 a.m. for a free webinar on how to heal yourself. We did it 2 weeks ago. It was fantastic. Hundreds of people online. We had quite a lot of people getting the right levels of testing and making a change in their life. You can do it too. 704-906-2094. Call, text. We'd love to see you next week. I'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. It's the show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems when you become your own doctor, because that's really the key here, okay? Stop letting your insurance dictate if you, you know, can do this or not. You know, I hate to say it. Look, I'm not going to use names, but I'm going to throw this out, right? Someone called over the last commercial break saying, "Hey, this sounds fabulous. I'd like to become a patient, Dr. Ernst. Does he take my insurance?" And my team was like, "We have no idea what kind of insurance you have. I have Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. Does he take my insurance?" We still don't know. We need to call and verify and pre-qualify. And you guys know how it works today, right? So if you're the type of person calling in going, "Well, do you take my insurance?" What if the answer is no? Would you hang up the phone and go, "Well, then I don't want to do this. This is not for me." Or would you be the one to say, "I'm going to take this responsibility amongst myself"? I'm going to be transparent and tell you up front. They're not going to pay for methylation testing genetically because there's no drugs that can fix it. If you go to your primary doctor, Susan, who asked me this question, sorry, I said I wouldn't use names. And here's what she goes, you know, "Is my doctor going to be able to run this test?" No. The chances that your doctor even knows about it is pretty slim. And if they do, you're going to say, "Doc, what do I do?" And they're going to go, "We don't know. There's no drugs for it. Change your diet, lose some weight, go work out." It doesn't work like that, guys. So who's responsible for this? You are. How do you up your game? How do you become smarter and more educated so you can become your own healer? You have to take some classes if you want to. Join me for my webinar. The good news is it's free. It takes about an hour and a half. You'll know everything you need to know, and you'll know what to do to solve your problem. 704-906-2094 to register for that. We had a lot of calls over the last break, so the good news with the webinar is there's endless amounts of space. You know, so if we get 500 people, 5,000 people, 500,000 people, we can still host the webinar. If you don't like to talk to people, 704-906-2094, text it. So it's 704-906-2094. And all we need is your name and your email because your number comes straight through. So if you said first, last, email, thanks, registered, done. It's that easy, guys. And it's free. So we want you to do that, but only if you want to. And we're talking today about how to fix this very common condition that you probably have. You may have it, called an MTHFR mutation that makes you a poor methylator, and therefore your health starts to take a toll. We mentioned that it's connected to autism. We mentioned that it creates ADD, ADHD, anxiety, and depression. We talked about how it's connected to Down syndrome, and I'm going to read the list to you now. Ready? Spina bifida, schizophrenia, bipolar, autoimmune disorders, all thyroid disorders, addictions. Look at that, right? Why would people become addicted to things like alcohol and drugs? Because they're so anxious, they need stuff to calm themselves down because they can't methylate. Chronic pain disorders, fibromyalgia, etc., migraines, headaches, heart problems, including low good cholesterol, high bad cholesterol, high homocysteine, high C-reactive protein, fertility issues, including miscarriages and PCOS, pulmonary embolisms, fibromyalgia, diabetes, chronic fatigue syndrome, Parkinson's, tremor disorders, Alzheimer's, strokes, digestive problems, irritable bowel, difficulties with pregnancy, preeclampsia, and postpartum depression. That's just a short list. So we talked about solving this problem is, one, finding out if you have it. So you do need to get a test done to see if you have it. A genetic test will tell you what kind of mutation you have. And we said there's two major types. It's called 677 or 1298. You can be homozygous, heterozygous, or compound heterozygous. And If you have it, now you get to solve it. Step number one, natural folate and methylated B vitamins. Fermented foods. Step number two, get your gut to heal itself because you more than likely have a leaky gut. Number three, bring your anxiety and your depression down. We talked about how to do that. Number four, protect your heart health. We just started talking about that, making sure you have really good blood flow because most people with a methylation defect have inflammation in their heart. They have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, sometimes even high blood sugars. My go-to, ready? Magnesium glycinate, omega-3 oils, CoQ10, carotenoids and antioxidants like selenium, vitamin C, E, and D. You want to load up on those. And when I say load up, I mean find the RDU and multiply it by 1,000. Okay, the recommended daily units and things like that are so low for the average person that you're never going to climb out. If you need specific assistance, then get some coaching, okay? Go to our website, AskDrErnst.com. If you think your case is hard, try to stump us, okay? We've seen stage 3-4 cancers improve. We've seen people with, you know, thyroid conditions for 40 years get better. We had one patient recently who's been a diabetic for over 29 years, taking insulin and 3 meds. It's completely off all of them in 90 days. You can do it, but you have to solve your problem. We have free request a consult button. If you haven't been there, AskDrErnst.com. Writes a phrase for everything. AskDrErnst, E-R-N-S-T.com. And the top right-hand corner green button says request a free call. Consult. No cost at all. And we can tell you the steps to take. Okay, the next one is make sure you definitely talk to your physician if you're taking medications because almost all medications make it very difficult to methylate. So I want you to envision this, okay? I'm 39 years old. I'm married. I have 2 kids, and I feel like my life is falling apart. I get headaches all the time. My back hurts, and I'm starting to have problems. I go to my doctor. They run my classic physical, right? You guys know that physical that comes back. It's 1.5 pages long, and they're like, hey, Bob, your cholesterol is high. Your triglycerides are high. You need to lose 30 pounds, and your liver enzymes are off. Jeez, I had no idea. Doc, what do I do? Well, here's a med for you. It's easy. Take them every day and you'll be fine. Okay. So I take these meds and guess what? I get worse. Even though my labs look better, my life, I'm falling apart, things are getting bad. I start taking antibiotics because I get sinus infections all the time. I start having to have, you know, acid reflux pills that I don't want to get a prescription for, so I just go to Target because, you know, they're free. Well, they're over the counter. They're not free. But you know what I mean? And then, you know, my joints start hurting, so I take aspirin. Then, you know, that doesn't work, so I take something stronger. And then that doesn't work, and I take something stronger. And then I feel like I'm stressed out, so I go back to my doctor, and they put me on a Xanax, Zoloft, Wellbutrin, Celexa, Lexapro, you name it. I mean, guys, I've heard it all. This is the myriad of a methylation issue. And the drugs you take make it worse. So you really do need to talk to your prescribing physician and say, hey, listen, I think I have this MTHFR. What the? MTHFR. And would you test me for this? And they might. If they don't, reach out to me. We can help you with it. Or go online and look it up. You can find them at home, MTHFR tests. Easy. Some of the most dangerous ones are definitely the drugs for cholesterol, statins, sugars, metformin, glucophage, Actos, and all of the acid reflux medications. They just wreck your ability to methylate. So then step number 6 is because you've got all these toxins in you from the meds, you got to get them out. Okay, now that's my show. Your liver wants to heal you. Will you let it? We talked about all the ways to pull toxins out of your liver. And I'm going to give you a brief 30-second overview of an hour's worth of a show. Here we go. Consume fresh vegetables. Make sure you eat real food. Take activated charcoal. Drink lots of water. Do some dry skin brushing. Take a detox bath every single night. Sit in a sauna. Sit in a hot tub. Make sure you fast regularly and only eat real food, not fake food. And don't put anything on your body that's fake, that's made out of chemicals, toxins, poisons, or other hormones. So natural beauty products, natural home products, and stay away from chemicals. How'd we do? That was pretty good. That wasn't bad. It was an hour in like 60 seconds. If you need some assistance, go to our website and just type in detox, and then you can get all the steps on how to do that. And again, if you really need help, AskDrErnst.com. Request a consultation or join me next Saturday and I'll do it specific to you. Actually, let's do this. Look, if you have a health condition that you want to get rid of and you register, you're going to get a link that says, what do you want to get rid of? And then I'm going to custom create the talk specific to that for you. And what's neat is you got 5,000 people online. Guess what? There's really only about 20 conditions that most people deal with. So if I talk about all 20, we did it for all 5,000. But will you join us? 704-906-2094. Okay, final, and then we'll do a quick review. Sleep. The number one thing I see with people that can't methylate is they can't sleep. And they say stuff to me like this. Dr. Ernst, I can't sleep. It's pretty easy, isn't it? But it breaks down into two things. I can't fall asleep. Everything I do keeps me up. And then when I do finally fall asleep, 30 minutes later, I'm back up again. Okay, so you can't fall asleep. You can't stay asleep. Big, big deal with MTHFR. So if you can't sleep, you should say, what the MTHFR? If you can't detox, what the MTHFR? If you can't bring your numbers down with your drugs, what the MTHFR? If you can't feel good all the time, and I'm talking all the time, what the MTHFR? So just as many causes as there are for these methylation issues, there's a ton of stuff that you guys can do to support and maximize your health. As we do a summary for the end of the show today, because we've only got, a couple minutes left, I'm going to give you, and this will be available online, my cheat sheet to solving MTHFR. Step number one, find a holistic wellness physician who knows exactly what this is and see if they can coach you and guide you to living a really good dietary life supplementally, etc. You're going to need to take methylation supports. We use a product called MORS. We have the testing to find out how much of it you need. Number two, dark green leafy vegetables should be your friend. I want you to do one whole cup of vegetables a day, especially bok choy, Swiss chard, watercress, dandelion, spinach. Get really good methylated B vitamins back into your diet. You can find them in fish and eggs, raw cheese, nuts and seeds, walnuts, asparagus, whole, what I'll call organ meats, okay? Not beef, but liver or heart or tongue, right? Cut the sugars out of your diet fully and keep your animal proteins to a minimum. Focus more on plant-based fats. Avoid all processed foods, anything that comes in a box or a can. Stop drinking caffeine because even though it makes you feel more energetic, it wrecks methylation. Limit alcohol to maybe tops one glass per week. Don't smoke. Don't take meds. Don't take drugs. Make sure you keep the bacteria in your gut really clean and healthy. Get your gut cleaned out. Get your liver cleaned out. Boost your stomach acid by taking a digestive enzyme when you eat foods. And make sure you do things to support an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. What that means is alkalinize your body, detox, and get all of the, what I'll call, stress and anxiety out of your life by focusing on mental techniques for you to be the master of your domain. You know, they say anxiety is a fact that a human being is stuck in the future. All they're doing is what if, 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 that's anxiety. Well, depression is the exact opposite. Those people are living in the past. Yeah, did you hear about that? Did you see this? You remember when so-and-so did this to me? Oh. And they can't let go of the past. So you just got to become in the now. Okay, you do that and anxiety's gone and depression's gone. You answer some of these questions and you solve these steps. Find out if you have an MTHFR mutation and you no longer have to say, what the MTHFR? Now you say, thank you that I know and I'm healing and I'm healthy and I'm whole and I've got this. If you need some assistance with your health, no matter what the condition, 704-906-2094 will register you for next Saturday's webinar. I'd like to hear what you want to heal from. I'll help you do it. And it's free at 10 a.m. on the 26th. 704-906-2094. The number again, 704-906-2094. Call it. Text it with your name and your email. We'll make sure we get you registered. I'll see you guys next week for a show that's going to knock your socks off. Just trying to tease you. We can see if you come back. Until then, bye-bye.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.